Hey, it's Gavin. So I've been bad about posting episodes. We have two recorded. This one you're going to hear now is old, and it was raining. So I can't remember, a month ago? When am I recording this now? It's August 8th, so let's say early July. And then there's another one that we recorded in middle July, so it's been a while. Sorry. And we have another one coming soon, so... You know, pandemic? Shrugging emoji? I don't know. Anyway, here it is. Enjoy it. It's super great. Sorry. Again.
Oh, Baltimore!
Are you kidding me?
Just like we were saying in the back, Baltimore is so ignorant.
It's raining.
Should we put the tarp up?
It's not going to help. It's the Midcard Mechanics from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Gavin.
What's up, Mark?
And we are...
I'm wearing my pastel shorts.
That's right. And this is the first time, so we're doing kind of a physically distanced, as we both scoot back from each other. this is amazing. We just hit record and it just started raining outside.
Yep. No rain in the forecast at all.
Nope, not at all. And now it's just raining on us while we're holding microphones plugged into a recorder.
It's fine.
I assume it's fine, right?
It's 4 AA batteries. That's not going to do anything.
Look at us. We're like we're a minute into this and it's already flawless.
We had Clavel tonight for dinner.
Oh, brilliant idea.
Woo.
It's summertime and we found a way to do it. Responsibly-ish. Oh, no, it's going to pick you up. You want to be on the podcast?
No.
Well,
we have fans.
It'll be fine.
We're getting heat.
Just know anything you say could show up on the podcast. That's appropriate.
Quarantine heat.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not the one who has stories to tell.
Oh, so is it raining harder or not quite as hard? There's a balloon. Oh, as soon as I said that, it started raining harder.
Sure.
Sorry. Daisy the dog is not a fan.
It's refreshing.
So it's sort of refreshing if you're not holding a microphone. No, I mean,
maybe we should.
It's raining even harder. No, I think this is gold.
No,
Maisie is almost spilling a drink, and she's running around trying to find cover. No, Maisie the dog does not like rain. She's freaking out and shaking on me, and I'm sitting here like a real ding dong, just getting rained on.
This reminds me of...
I think Walter Cronkite would be proud of my reporting. Live from the roof deck, a couple drinks into the afternoon, it's Walter Cronkite equivalent. It's like a Saudi WrestleMania. It's a WrestleMania equivalent.
It's not that harrowing at all, but it is annoying.
It's annoying. Like, it's on my glasses now, and I can't see anything. And I mean, but I can see some blue sky over there, and it but it looks like a lot of clouds. Is it right now? Is it a fight against my own stubbornness to stay out here while it's raining? To stay out here?
Well, the COVID, we can't go inside.
Yep.
Right, because we need to physically distance outside. We have to sit here in the rain and record a podcast no matter what.
Speaking of, maybe it's not a good idea. The WWE is continuing uninterrupted throughout the pandemic.
That was awesome. Nice.
And recently, there's been upwards of 30 people that have tested positive
30?
For COVID.
Wait, hold up. There's 30 people running around the performance center just blasting COVID germs everywhere?
Well, they don't really know. Apparently, well, Renee Young, Caleb Braxton, a couple of producers, Jamie Noble of Mercury and Noble Security.
Oh, no. How are they going to wrestlers stay secure?
Well, I guess by quarantining. Or not. I don't know. Recently.
Oh, my God. Please do the right thing. God, why is that even a question? That's fucking infuriating.
Recently, an unnamed developmental talent came forward.
My mask is inconvenient.
criticizing WWE. Apparently, they're not allowed to wear masks.
Not allowed to wear masks?
Not allowed to wear masks.
It's now it's getting windier and rainier. That is refreshing.
the WWE superstars are prohibited from making any public statements regarding positive tests.
That's because there's no negative statements to make, Mark.
WWE continues.
They're so confident of that, they're just going to go ahead and prohibit it.
It continues to tape multiple shows a day. And superstars.
You got to spend money to make money.
Superstars.
Superstars.
Yeah.
God, I wish you had your own microphone, Kat, because nobody can hear what you're saying, and you're such a great addition to the show.
Sorry.
The superstars are now being tested before every performance.
Now.
Yeah, now.
Now. They just started doing that.
And now they're also expected to self-isolate.
It's really raining.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is opposed to AEW, who has... oh, good. My dog is yelling at the neighbor dog. Here, Kat, cover for me for a second.
Oh, no.
Well, isn't it crazy, though? I mean, it's just like, what is happening in Florida where this company can be designated as basically an essential business? They can get away with not implementing any type of standards or regulations or safety protocol.
It seems pretty corrupt down there, among other things. Like, they don't have any taxes. It's really hot. There's just alligators for no reason.
Why would anyone ever want to live in Florida?
I ask myself that every day.
Thank you, Kat.
It is Woody's Winky. Just this pointless...
I wish.
You're listening to the Midgard Mechanics? It's still raining. It wasn't raining the second before we hit record, but we stuck with it because we're so dedicated. It is good. It's refreshing, as Kat says.
I'm sorry. I have to do something real quick.
No, are you... What?
You've got to talk about your dog's weird...
All right, I guess we're keeping it in, so whatever.
Yeah, if you own a dog and your dog is a weird winky, you talk about your dog's weird winky. That's like a universal truth.
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
Dog winkies are on the table.
Man, that really is the white man line, isn't it?
We've been unchecked our entire lives.
I know.
I'm supposed to prognosticate that I know all the rules.
I'm supposed to know what's right all of the sudden?
I'm just being very cautious and careful.
Dog winkies, I think, are socially acceptable. And if not, I mean,
I don't know. Somebody's going to be like, that's code for pedophilia.
Do you think we have that many listeners? Get over yourself.
Yeah, that much I know is true.
We have, like, I'm lucky if we have enough listeners to be, like, barely engaged. Outraged would be a compliment. That would be a surprising delight. Someone sent us some hate mail? Oh, man.
Shit.
Can you imagine? Dopamine hit. Oh.
This is the pipe bomb promo, but we needed video of it. You were selling that so hard.
The rain just stopped also.
Just a total,
so maybe I oversold
total work shoot.
Yeah.
Just being like, all right, we either need to do better or I guess we're done.
No, it's all idealism. I mean, like, having to put in the work to make it happen.
Oh, God, I know.
I know, right?
We have so many good ideas that we never see through.
It's just like, I could do that, or I could watch Breaking Bad.
All right. How far into it are you?
I don't know. You are the one who is, like, stopping and starting the recording, so I'm just believing
still
recording.
I was just checking the time.
Is it still recording?
Yes.
Look at you. You're the master of this piece of device.
I have trouble making sure the thing is recording, so I'm proud of you, Mark.
I didn't say it like that.
I knew that it was recording. I just didn't know the battery was going to die.
Well, why is that in my face?
I thought it was plugged in the whole time.
I'm just giving Mark shit. I got to get him back for all his commentary at dinner.
Oh!
No, we're not going there. What happens at dinner stays at dinner.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, man. All right.
So, WWE, 30 COVID patients. That sounds like things are going great over there at the
Yes, and more good news for the WWE. There's a possible roster shakeup, Gavin.
A shakeup?
Possible roster shakeup.
I haven't watched WWE since Money in the Bank, I think. That was either like 2 months ago or 17 years ago. I don't know.
Where people just got thrown off.
I was just
a building or something.
I was already upset about the world, and something about that was even more upsetting, and I just haven't checked in with WWE ever since. Well, so what have I missed?
I don't know. I haven't really been watching it. I'll check in.
So the roster shakeup isn't a storyline. Oh. It's like an actual roster shakeup.
Right.
Oh. I've really been out of it. I've basically just been like holding on to a liberal version of MyPillow and just crying. Listening to episodes of Pod Save America on the loop.
Where are the dames going?
And then just drinking myself into a nice, nice slumber where I call it the forgetful slumber, Mark.
Are you staying outside?
Yeah, don't breathe in the indoors air.
Ugh. I think they're going to go talk about us.
Probably. I mean, what else are they going to talk about? All right, I'm not going to be overwhelmed or underwhelmed. I just want to be whelmed.
Cutting or releasing Velveteen Dream.
Well, didn't Velveteen Dream have a couple of allegations against him?
In addition to the one where he was texting
like
with
underage allegations.
Yeah.
It seemed like,
in addition to the one where he was texting with the minor and said stuff fucking is the best type of cardio.
Oh, no.
15-year-old, I think.
Yeah, you can go ahead and part ways with him.
Well, this was like 10 days ago that I read this, that they were
considering. Well, how old was Velveteen Dream when this happened?
In his 20s,
I think. Okay, so he wasn't also like 15.
Right.
Okay.
And because he kept saying also stuff like tying WWE into it, like access to WWE stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
It's like
allegations, allegedly.
Right, but then you also have wrestlers, certain wrestlers, especially in the UK. What was it? Fucking Marty Scurll. I was so disappointed.
Oh my god! Yeah, his
whole defense was like, "Well, it was legal at the place. Like 16 is an age of consent here." I'm like, "No, why would no?" That's
right. So what if you're
not the fucking point?
If you're in an area where the legal age is 18, and you're with a 16-year-old,
you're
going to be
like sighing heavily, like, "Ugh, fine, I'll wait.
I'll just take you over the border."
Yeah, just take you. Yeah, it's like, so fucking gross. So I was so upset. There, I went about a month without watching any wrestling because I was so upset. I'm just learning so much about so many
wrestlers,
even just allegations. But the way that they responded a lot of the time were not the way you would think innocent people would respond. Yeah. You know, just like, even if you are innocent, why would you respond that way? Because it doesn't make you look innocent.
Oh, we'll talk about guilt and innocence later. So,
oh yeah, well you're the lawyer.
I'm just
out here with my pitchfork and my torch.
Well, WWE is apparently going to take this aggressive stance about cleansing this roster, which is interesting that they would leak those words.
That was those were the words they used?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope so. Okay.
Allegedly.
Well, so we're the dirtiest of dirt sheets. I love it. Okay. All right. That's out of the way. I'm fine with it now. That counts as a legal disclaimer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
but it sounds right.
Space, period.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So, apparently they want to take this like stance against like these allegations,
right?
Okay, so Jack Devlin's still on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
People that are still in their WWE Hall of Fame, President Donald J. Trump.
The Hall of Fame, I need to remind whenever this comes up, only exists in Vince's imagination. And as close as it exists as a place in the physical world, it just exists on a webpage. There's no WWE Hall of Fame. The closest thing they have is WWE Access at WrestleMania when they bring a bunch of artifacts out that they pay schlubs like me, or they get schlubs like me to pay to go in to take a look at. Once a year. That's the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It's
WWE. Could just take the page down. Like, oh, I don't know what happened to that celebrity entry. unavailable.
They're also apparently going to hire Tessa Blanchard, who was released from... hold on, I have it in the notes. She was released from Impact. Yeah.
Oh, what did she
Either
do?
She was like pushed out of Impact or she walked away because earlier or this year it came out that she was really like allegedly bullying and belittling other wrestlers and other promotions. And in Japan, apparently, she spit in a woman's face and called her the N-word.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So Impact like may have pushed her out or she walked away.
Uh-huh.
And WWE is interested in bringing her back or bringing her into the promotion.
No.
And it might happen at Evolution 2 in August, which is a confirmed thing. Women's pay-per-view, Evolution 2. And like it kind of makes me want to. So I canceled my subscription.
Yeah.
And
oh, you canceled it.
Yeah, I did.
Like. For realsies?
Yes,
time?
I did. And after I
just checking. Just checking.
Their page is so terrible.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, I don't know what... It's organized so terribly. Their webpage. So, anyways, I finally...
yeah.
It was... Oh, God. I finally canceled my subscription, but I was very confused as to if I did. It was kind of like when Eric Trump releases polls on Twitter... And it's like really like thinly veiled at
drawn
like,
in crayon by himself that morning.
Yeah. Thinly veiled at a desired outcome, and it's like, dude, this is
right. Yeah, it's
very like, just shut up.
Yeah.
So
I drew a line thingy too.
That was what it was like canceling the WWE subscription. I think I did, and I put a reason because AEW is not in business with a country that murders journalists.
Right.
Yet. And then you reminded me, yet. Like, you know, as long as they're in America, that's always a possibility, I guess.
I guess.
So I canceled my WWE subscription, but I would renew it for Evolution 2. I would absolutely renew it for Evolution 2.
Oh, you get your big Tessa Blanchard mark?
Well, no, that's the thing. Well, okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. Aside from Tessa Blanchard, though, like, that would just ruin it.
Yeah, like, it would do the rest of the women in the women's division a real disservice.
Yeah, it would be horrific, but...
Their talent roster is so deep, it's better than the men's, last I checked.
Oh, my God. So, when I was navigating their stupid fucking webpage earlier, I almost called it something else. A word
computer
that...
pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, exactly. Their computer pictures took forever to load, and every time you went to a sub menu, like it was like NXT or SmackDown or Hall of Famer, and then you went back, you couldn't just go back.
Oh God, their site's the worst. It always wants to point you to like some new clip.
Yeah, oh,
or something.
Just...
Like, look at the top 10.
Their ads were just nonstop. It was awful.
You can just feel your computer getting riddled with viruses on their site. But to be fair, it's been that way since the late 90s.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, my computer has never been the same since I visited WWF.com.
Some poor Chinese kid is, like, staring at me as I'm, like, navigating the WWE website.
So I'm just, like, flipping through the squared circle subreddit on my phone on the toilet, and there's just, like, some Chinese kid look staring at me. Like, why did I go to 8 years of computer science school in the U.S. just to come back to China and be a spy for this?
Like, yeah.
I'm worth more than this. I should have stuck with that job at Google.
Just looking like a South Park character. Just the manifestation of a South Park character.
I mean,
just taking a dump.
That's what TikTok is, right? It's just like doing some really shady stuff, and it turns out, oh yeah, you know, it's just going back to these servers in China.
All right, so tell me about Fyter Fest.
Fyter Fest. Let me get out my notes.
I love it. Well, I checked in. I watched some of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really difficult few weeks, quite honestly.
Holy shit! Me too.
With just the news and just feeling overwhelmed with...
Well, we'll get to that. Like I told you before we recorded, it's been almost 48 hours since I have checked in with the news. We're recording this on a Saturday night.
I guess we should have put a safety net up around your rooftop.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you haven't
It's been since midnight, the morning of Friday. I have not been on any news site. I've not been on any social media. I've felt my mental health taking this hit. And I have to say, like, I woke up this morning and there's so many times that I went to my phone and I had to put all of my news apps into a folder because I realized that it was just in like a reflex to open up my phone and tap on the New York Times.
Yep.
And so that was really eye opening. And then I slept great last night. I had weird dreams. I felt like my brain was processing shit. I woke up this morning feeling refreshed. And then a couple hours, I'm like, no, I need to sleep some more. I went back to sleep for two more hours. Woke up like that. My brain feels so good now. What is this? Oh, this Jesus. Whole cleansing. Like, I feel like I washed away so much anxiety.
Wow, I feel bad. I'm going to ruin it for you.
And
for sure.
It's been almost, so it's like, as we're recording this, 6:46 p.m. on the East Coast for all the ships at sea. And
it's 6:47 in Baltimore.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm sure I'll look at the news tonight because we all had dinner. You, me, Kat, and Sophia.
Yep.
Our wives. Is that just how I do it? Is it my bit now?
Ugh. So I checked in on Fyter Fest. I saw some
of the
matches.
Oh, right, Fyter Fest. We'll get to that.
I didn't see all of them, but I really, really liked... what I watched, I liked. It was so great. Just the production is amazing. The fireworks, pyro everywhere. It's just, it feels like a party every time, even when there's only like 40 people there.
So I missed because I was, you know, just kind of like face down on the floor for a week. I missed night one of Fyter Fest, but I did see most of Fyter Fest 2, and it made me feel better. I feel like I need to carve out that time to watch more wrestling. But Fyter Fest Night 2 was really, really entertaining. I love seeing Matt Hardy out there with Private Party.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure what his role is with them because they're so good. It's like Private Party featuring Matt Hardy. Is he actually training them? Is he like pretending to be his? Is he a hype man? I don't know what he's doing.
He's probably just flying by the seat of his pants.
Yeah, and I don't think Private Party need him because he's so great on his own. I don't know what's going on there. It's the pandemic. We're all figuring this out as we go along. There are no right answers. There are no wrong answers.
Right. There's
we're
no
all
crowd
confused.
Reaction, so.
Right.
They're just going with it.
Like you were saying, having just a handful of people selling.
Oh, yeah.
It makes such a huge difference. And
it's almost like reading objective journalism.
Right. You're reading The Atlantic. And it's and seeing people wear masks where there was no...
That kid's scream is going to haunt me tonight.
You heard that too?
Yes. What the fuck?
That just happens in this neighborhood.
That's just how they talk too.
That's just what toddlers sound like, I think. Mark, it's horrific. It's like a horror movie every second. It's like you hear the kid laughing maniacally and you turn around and you're looking for the knife or the, you know, the undead princess or whatever. That's
imagine watching a baby like in a crib. On like the baby monitor,
uh-huh.
And maybe it's just like starts laughing at like staring at the ceiling, and just like laughing.
Mm-mm. You set the house on fire and leave. I mean, it's a good thing I'm not a father, so I guess there aren't many heel tag teams I've noticed. Like, there's the Dark Order.
Well, maybe that's why Gallows and Anderson didn't sign with WWE.
Are they going to? Yeah. Oh,
they're
right.
To
that's the
Impact.
Other. Right. So, well, he was wearing a fucking Machine Gun Kelly. He was wearing a Impact tank top. And he has very big muscles these days, Mark. He's been not skipping any days in the gym.
And so they're going to Impact. And apparently they're going to also be able to do work with New Japan.
Right. So we're going to see them as a tag team in New Japan and at Impact.
So maybe they just wanted that freedom. Maybe they felt that they're over in Japan more, and that's a good audience for them to, you know, make sure that they they're hot.
Japan does seem to have a better hold of the whole COVID situation, so that might be a smart move. Like, yeah, Impact, that sounds good. But how about if we just hang out in Japan for the, I don't know, foreseeable future, and we'll take it from there. Like, that's actually, it's if that's your choice, Tokyo or Jacksonville, Florida, I kind of get it now. maybe.
Holy shit, yeah,
when you think about it that way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, okay, Impact, that sounds good. How we have to wrestle with you for, what, 2 years after we're done living in Japan? Okay, fine, whatever. 1 year? Okay, yeah.
Shit.
That's brilliant. They are really good brothers. Is this still recording? This has been really good so far, Mark.
So,
how do you feel about this episode so far? It's our first episode. We haven't acknowledged this. Our first in-person episode.
I know.
Physically distanced, as we said in the beginning, and we both leaned backward. since March? Since February?
Yeah, probably since February.
Maybe March. We did one beginning
probably before
of March.
You went to Disney.
Oh, then it was February. Who knows?
Well, you know who was looking at a prison sentence at that time?
Oh, no, were you at that time of the episode?
Yeah. And you know who's no longer looking at a prison sentence?
Wait, are we getting, like, in, like, real life near here now?
Yeah, so, like...
This is the news I missed in the past 24
isn't
hours?
Isn't this, like, this, so...
It's been 24 hours, Mark.
Is the Trump administration just, like, engaging in the most predictable, terrible booking ever? And I think granting clemency to Roger Stone is a pretty good indication that...
Is there such a thing as shoot booking, or is it just real life crimes? Like, assaulting someone with a snake? Kayfabe, you don't need to get the police involved. Presumably there's a gimmick. So you're telling me, okay, I'm bracing myself. Can you see how I'm steeling myself? This is the sound of me putting my wall up.
Donald Trump granted Roger Stone clemency last night.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So hold on. Now,
and tweeted something about it.
What's the difference between that and a pardon?
It commutes his sentence. He never has to serve prison. He never has to go to prison. And a pardon,
even though he pled
in Roger
guilty.
Stone's words, a pardon would have made him look guilty.
Would have made who look? Oh,
Roger Stone, because he went to trial. He was found guilty by a fucking jury.
He pled guilty to.
No, he was found guilty by a jury.
Didn't he also plead guilty to the?
No, he's always maintained his innocence. He was found guilty by a jury.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting all the fucking guilty people mixed up. You're right. Yeah, he was found guilty.
And
in a
he
court
was
of law.
Sentenced to prison time.
Right.
And he was seeking an extension of the start of that prison date, and that was denied. That request was denied yesterday, and Trump granted him clemency.
That's a lot to process, Mark. You're really hitting me with a lot. Roger Stone... His entire sentence has been commuted.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Villain Roger Stone.
How quickly between hearing the news? How much time do you think elapsed between hearing the news and grabbing the nearest cloak?
Well, he tweeted a video of himself dancing to Tone Loc's Wild Thing, and just imagine.
I'm gonna throw up.
Imagine what Roger Stone dancing to Tone Loc's Wild Thing with two older women, and presumably in a one-story rancher in Florida. Just picture all of that. Sorry. You really didn't know this? Yeah.
No, I did not know this.
So James Madison, in response to a question from George Mason on the floor of the Constitutional Convention, when discussing basically the pardon power, basically said, in an instance like this, this absolutely is grounds for impeachment because this speaks to nothing but corruption. Mitt Romney today tweeted, this is a gross abuse of power.
That was the tweet you sent me. I read it and I said, huh, something went down. And I didn't follow up.
Yeah, that was it.
Wow.
Yeah. And nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Fiona Hill, Michael Akison, another name I can recall off the top of my head, and I'm sure other people involved in testifying before the House in the impeachment inquiry have all been fired or have resigned from alleged pressure from the administration to resign. Paul Manafort, out of prison right now. Michael Cohen, out of prison right now. I think maybe he was ordered to return.
Oh,
Roger Stone won't see a fucking single day in prison. Just fucking absurd. Who else did he pardon? He pardoned somebody else not too long ago, too.
Oh, wasn't it that...
Flynn. Fucking Flynn.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Bill Barr pardoned Flynn.
Right.
And just undermining the principles of law kind of way.
Bill, I got this one boss, Barr.
Just the guy that you would always invite to the poker game at the club because you knew he was good for a few hundred, and he was just too dumb to realize that
Bill Barr just likes being included.
I fucking hate that man.
Ugh, yeah.
I feel like he pardoned somebody else, but I could just be mistaking that with what's happening with Flynn.
It's nerve-wracking and just mind-belding to try to keep up with all of it. It will just melt your brain. Any one of these scandals would sink any other American presidency, but we get dozens of them every week.
And this is in addition to COVID, to everything that's happening with the coronavirus.
Not even talking about how he's going down the path of further division and standing up for white supremacy in the fucking election.
Yeah, that his platform has
basically
become... See all
these crows coming out here, Mark, now? Like, they're circling? America's dying. Time to pick up the rotting flesh.
Are those really crows?
This is a sinister-looking sky. It stopped raining. The sun's coming out, but it's still cloudy.
This is like in the second to most recent season of American Horror Story when... The Antichrist would assume a body from like an unborn child in a virgin's womb.
You really took the words right out of my mouth.
This is how the scenes began, both of them.
Oh no, this is the before? We're still in the before? What's coming next? I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, we won't be around long to handle it because we'll just. It's pretty similar to Judgment Day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, if that happens.
Look at the way the light is like hitting the old police station over there. Boy, that's like, that place is haunted. Look at that.
Like the Joker is being held captive there.
It's a villain's origin story is happening in that eerily lit fucking
building. But
instead,
it's just probably a mass murderer that walks free in the city and has killed like 18 people in the streets.
How basic. Somebody smells good. Somebody's cooking some bacon in my neighborhood.
So, yeah, it's not really much of a country that we live in these days.
Well,
and
I mean,
I think like,
should I be learning Russian or Chinese at this point?
Well, I think what we need to do is, I think we just need to learn animal,
but if
animal
we learn,
behavior. We need to just become ostriches.
Is it going to come to that? Oh, well, that's what I did for the past 24 hours.
Well, you've convinced me. I think that's the way to go, man.
It felt really good.
I think that... for me personally, no Twitter.
Yeah.
No news. I have so many unread Atlantics. I can read that just for some thought pieces satisfy that.
I would like to know what's going on about 6 months from now.
Yeah.
It's been resolved.
I want to know theory. Well, I want to know theory
of what's
happening.
How's that for some privilege?
And because obviously we're not going anywhere because of COVID.
Well, because we're the good ones who are doing our parts and wearing our masks.
Yeah, and getting Instacart.
Getting a Charmery ice cream delivered.
Yeah.
Keeping it local, Mark. That's why we're heroes.
And only hanging out with other people that we know have also been quarantining.
Right,
and
that,
take this shit seriously.
That's right.
And also only hanging out with him outside.
Right, and you, the listeners, benefit. Rana Joy, you benefit because we're such heroes.
Yeah, it's just so we're not going to go anywhere.
No,
and we are both fortunate enough that we have jobs
that
aren't going to be directly affected by anything that's happening on a daily basis. Like, we would know. Like,
I'm reading White Fragility, and it's really like, it's like, oh yeah, oh, so that's why I have everything I have. Oh fuck, shit.
I think that we could probably just bury our head in the sand and just do our work and choose what we expose ourselves to.
We totally could if we wanted to.
Yeah, and just know that if we expose ourselves to the news, it's going to be, I'll be very upset.
Yeah.
I think would I do it just obsessively?
Yeah. I think it's important to stay, of course, informed with what's going on, but fuck, we got to give ourselves some breaks every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, I took a couple of days off, and it just felt so good. Of course, I'm going to go back to the New York Times tomorrow morning with my coffee.
There's literally nothing that can happen that is going to change that he is definitely our president until November.
I can look away from the sheer radiation for 48 hours, and it'll be okay.
And even if they did impeach him for this, which James Madison said that is grounds for impeachment, so therefore the strict textualists don't have an argument if they consider themselves principled, which I know they don't, but of course they don't want to actually have to reveal that. But when they do so quietly and hurriedly so that there's not a lot of noise about it. God. And then when there is noise, they just call it fake news.
Yeah.
And around we go.
It's like the Democrats were impeaching before it was cool. Bunch of hipsters.
So even if they did impeach him on this, and even if they did remove him, even if the Senate GOP was moved enough to be like, you know what? Bounties American soldiers.
Whenever
and
I thought about it, poke my head in my shell a little bit.
I'm behind in the polls. And I really want to have a job.
Well, the winds change.
My wife is in a very important position. And we have a little more work left to do.
But Joe Biden's a fine man.
The finest man that God's ever created.
Lindsay.
That's Lady G.
Oh, poor Lindsey Graham. He can't live
his best
life.
I know, he can't even just be who he is.
Right, it just breaks
my
heart.
How tragic. Lindsey.
I know.
Lady G. You can be.
Because he knows in his heart, if he could make that choice, but he would be embraced by liberals.
Here's what he needs to hear.
He would be a hero.
Here's what he needs to hear.
What does he need to hear?
Lindsey, Lady G.
Oh, no. He may not respond so well to that name.
Your sister daughter will love you regardless of who you are.
Oh, yeah, his sister, whom he adopted after their parents died when he was 14. She was 14. Yeah, right. He was a hero. Gotcha. So he says to his sister.
His sister daughter.
Sister daughter.
He just needs to know that his sister daughter is going to accept him for the old queen that he is.
Oh, no. She probably does. She probably loves him no matter what. He just needs to love himself a little bit more, I think. I don't know him. I could be wrong, but.
Oh, man.
What do I know?
He doesn't have a fucking spine.
Well, it doesn't seem that way.
So
just by the things he said on the public record.
So the likelihood that Trump would literally, what would he have to do that they would actually, between now and November, be forced to remove him from office? Like, literally murder somebody?
No, that even then, the president can't be investigated for any crime of any type.
Yeah.
Mark.
So
I'm no lawyer, and I know that.
What have we learned from WWE, Gavin?
Some guy cut a promo on it, and I believed it.
Just follow me here. Mm-hmm. So when we find out on the dirt sheets, before WrestleMania season begins, before the Rumble happens.
Is it going to be too big for one night again?
Who cares? Who cares about WWE? The principles. You
is SummerSlam going to be too big for one night?
Hold on. The pattern, right?
Oh, the pattern.
So when we hear through the dirt sheets who's going to win the Rumble, then we know who's going to main event WrestleMania, and we know the road to WrestleMania, and we know who's going to get pushed, and we know the outcome. But yet we watch anyways. And what does it cause us but other than grief? Okay?
You know when Brock Lesnar shows up?
Yes, right. Like, it just causes a... CM Punk is not coming back. No. There is no savior. There's nothing that
he's
is
not
going
even
to
coming to AEW.
It. The outcome is going to be the same. When WrestleMania fucking happens, Roman Reigns is going to be holding up the fucking strap to fucking fireworks going off behind him. And we're going to be like, we just watched 8 hours of this for that? And not only that, but we watched every pay-per-view up to it. We watched fucking the Royal Rumble. We watched Fastlane. We watched Kellogg's Sugar fucking Shove It Up Your Ass, You Dumb Idiots. Whatever pay-per-view that one was.
The Kellogg's... Are you talking about the Kentucky Fried Chicken one?
Well, okay. Yeah, sure. That's a good one.
Where Dolph Ziggler played the Colonel.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, and The Miz. God
the Miz.
And we're never fucking satisfied. The most that we get, is like this moment. It's like, oh, cool. Daniel Bryan fucking got to beat two fucking guys from a different generation.
Yes.
Like, that's not a victory for us. That's a loss. That's a loss because that was a battle that never needed to be fought in the first fucking place, you know?
Oh, so, I know.
Like, but we watched it anyways. And then we got AEW.
We did.
And now we have something to... we have something to satisfy that wrestling itch, you
know?
We
have correct wrestling, Mark.
Yeah, and so we don't need... to watch WWE anymore. We still talk about it, obviously, because we're recovering addicts.
We're damaged. We're still traumatized by what we've been through.
It's been 3 weeks since I've been
a subscriber. Since we were children! Since we were children, Mark!
It's been 3 weeks since I've been a subscriber. I'm probably going to relapse in August for Evolution 2. And then I'm going to cancel again. No, I don't give a shit about SummerSlam.
Live from the Performance Center?
So, well, no, he definitely wants to do it in front of fans. Apparently.
What?
Yeah. But
in August, as cases are surging, that crazy old fuck wants to have people in a fucking arena.
His mom just turned 100 today. He has no concept of time. He believes that that's...
He has the same problem as Trump, where they're just raised in this weird world where they're not compatible with how the world works.
Yeah, and they're just surrounded by other inbred carnies.
Exactly.
And the only difference is how much money they have.
And the tentacles of their dark money sometime intermingle.
Yeah. And as gross as that.
And slimy. And with just as many suction cups.
So with the news, like, we can choose not to watch it. We can choose not to engage ourselves with it. It's the same thing as WWE. The outcome is going to be the same. If CM Punk comes back, then I'll watch WWE. If the Senate GOP is like, we're going to remove him from office, then I'll tune in. And I'll be like, okay, now I want to know what fucking Daddy Pence is going to do for the next 2 weeks before he's voted out of office. Because that's going to be fucking crazy. That's Daniel Bryan and Kane in a fucking promo after the greatest WrestleMania moment in my return to WWE, my like 10-year return. That was like the best moment that I got. And they follow that up with Kane. Fuck the WWE and fuck the GOP. They're not like, even if they remove him from office, the next program is going to be worse than the one leading up to it.
Of course.
So what's the point? Like, I don't need to tune in.
Do you think if Trump was removed from office somehow and Pence took over, like, how long before he just says whites only? Is it like, do you think he says that when he ejaculates? I'm not saying he does, but I also can't confirm that he doesn't.
Well, Stephen Miller certainly does.
Oh, that guy. I don't want to know what that guy's into.
What a ghoul.
What a fucking creep.
Ugh. So, like, I don't know, man. Like
they say you shouldn't just, you know, presume about people, but that's a dude who exudes something gross.
Is there anything possible that could happen?
Like, if a personality could ooze, I think he's figured out how.
Is there anything possible that could happen between now and November that is going to cause you to possibly vote for Trump? In your wildest imagination, what would it possibly be?
Someone holding a machine gun to my head? Like some sort of a hostage situation?
I don't give a shit. Just pull the fucking trigger.
I don't know. Maybe coronavirus will give me some sort of severe brain damage. I don't know. A lot could happen between now and November.
Maybe if the machines take over and like somehow rip my face off and then go to a voting booth and...
If Trump turns out to have just been Sacha Baron Cohen this whole time, maybe then. That would be cool. Like, oh, wow, you sure taught us all a lesson about hate. I mean, maybe you took it a little too far there, but...
Well, I guess I didn't give that due consideration.
I mean, but barring those scenarios, no. Of course not.
So we don't, then there's no, is there?
Unless he wakes up tomorrow and says, oh my God, maybe the Central Park Five didn't do it.
Not even then. I'm literally talking like aliens coming down, and for some reason, he's the only one that can save us.
Like, no, I would say aliens would have a better shot at this point. I mean, like, what do you guys know about carbon? Can you, like, get some, scrub some of it out of the atmosphere? Because
he'd be the only
that.
One that would save us by virtue of us voting for him so that he was the sacrifice that we made to the aliens.
Oh, you're talking like some 3D chess. That's what they love to say. Is Trump stupid or is he playing 3D chess? Like, it's never the 3D chess.
He's stupid.
It's never been the 3D chess. He isn't even interested enough to pretend to be smart.
Yeah, so...
How long has this episode been?
Long enough. We could probably cut all the van... Like,
no, I'm keeping everything in. I stand by everything I said.
This is the most vain episode ever.
That's fine.
So, but yeah, there's literally nothing that can happen that is going to cause me to vote for him.
We're all processing, Mark. It's fine.
And there are very few things that would cause me to not vote for Joe Biden. Right. Who I presume, even like if like some like type of medical emergency happened, a vote for him would revert to his vice presidential nominee or something.
Right. I mean, I also look, I mean, just look at if you're like you hadn't. Somehow you've been in a bunker and you have no idea about these two guys. You say like, well, this guy's totally bungled a response to a medical emergency, this pandemic, and like you would not believe the avalanche of scandals he's had. Versus this guy who says he's like this guy won't even listen. This guy who is our president now won't even listen to medical experts. He just dismisses science and facts and numbers. And seems to sell out the country to his own personal advantage every chance he gets. Or you have the other guy who, you know, will probably say yes to his scientists. It's like, oh, maybe I should listen to my advisor. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Expert I've weighed the risk
on the subject matter.
Are the scientists informed by science, or are they just trying to control everyone's lives?
And then like, well, which one is more likely to tweet misinformation that will kill people? Yeah. Probably Trump. Okay, let's vote for the other guy and then give him 4 years because he's going to like probably just, like prop up some things that were broken. And then 4 years from now, we can have a discussion if, you know, we still have anyone alive. I don't know. I'm feeling really optimistic.
I got really depressed the other night because I realized...
No one's going to appreciate Biden.
I realized that, shit, what if he wins? You know? What if that happens?
Yeah.
I don't think I can fucking stay here.
No. I want to either move to Europe or Portland, Oregon. Portland will be easier.
I don't know.
We can just get lost in the Pacific Northwest. We can walk out into the woods. No one will ever find us again. It'll be fine. A blissful way to die.
Have to go somewhere. Like, the great thing is, we probably could because my firm is like very committed to teleworking.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I've discovered throughout this is there's really no need to meet in person.
Right. Yeah.
And such circumstances can be arranged well in advance.
Tech has had the same kind of reawakening where lots of companies have gone fully remote. They're saying, "Well, this works fine. Maybe we never." Go back to offices.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, some places it'll work, some places it won't, but it's going to really rethink, does everybody have to be in Silicon Valley or in these places, which means rent will go down so I can go back there and just live out the rest of this American nightmare in a liberal paradise.
I was thinking like Montana, just like getting out there in the wilderness.
That'd be pretty good too.
Just be like, fuck it, you know. When it comes, I'll be old.
I just need to learn how to shoot and clean buffalo meat, and then I'll be good.
No, just live off the earth, but, like, not animals.
Oh.
Maybe like some chickens and
occasional
cows.
Bison that wanders through.
Like milk and eggs.
Elk. Human. What?
All right. Maybe.
Depends on the human. MAGA hat?
Mm. I do really like elk burgers.
Mm.
I had one at Titletown Brewery in Green Bay, Wisconsin once.
What if Trump promised that he could prevent Colt Cabana from joining the Dark Order?
Nope. I still wouldn't vote for him. As shocking as that is.
All right, good. It's a trick question. You passed.
Yeah, man. It's fucking wild. It's just wild. And it's very upsetting.
Are we going to make it, Mark?
As a country or as individuals?
As a country.
Yes, some form of
do
us
do we
will.
Need to move to...
We have too much money. Too much money.
Yeah.
And so somebody eventually is going to be like, okay, all right, look, guys, stop. We got to get control of the Americans.
Yeah, Putin. He's already decided it.
No, they'll be like, okay, look, we're going to do the thing that the Americans should do. Like, we're going to spank the Americans and we're going to spank Putin at the same time.
Oh, nice. So China.
Well, that's what they're angling for, right?
Yeah.
But the rest of the world right now is starting to really be like, I don't know, China.
Right.
But you know what we're also finding out? Who has the true power in the world? Are advertisers.
Oh, yeah.
And corporations.
Well, they always have. They're the real, like, international entities.
Yep. They're the Vince Russos of real life. Just terrible.
Well, the last thing I really want to say, Mark, is JR made it a point in the second episode of Fyter Fest to tell viewers to wear their masks.
Yeah, they should probably tell the people that they have around the ring to also wear their masks.
I have an amazing story I forgot I wanted to tell you on the podcast.
Okay.
I was so bored. I was watching a Bass Pro tournament on TV. And I learned a lot. It was like if you reel the bass in and you drop the bass into your boat, first of all, there's a referee in the boat with you watching your every move.
Sorry, I had a yawn.
Why? Because I'm talking about the world's most electrifying sport, Bass Pro Fishing.
It's like a Baron Corbin match.
It was actually more exciting.
Oh.
Well, they edited it together, so it was like a, you know.
I like playing those games.
Cinematic match.
The fishing and hunting games.
No, but this is kind of cool. There were like rules. So if you bring in the bass, you have to transfer it to your scale, and the referee has to be able to read the weight, and whoever wins gets the most cumulative weight of bass meat, I guess. It's all catch and release. But if you drop the bass, then you get a 2-minute penalty, and you have to sit there and wait for the 2 minutes to elapse before you can cast out your line again. And so I was really kind of getting into it.
What do you mean if you drop the bass?
Like, you have to pull it, reel it in, grab it, hook it immediately onto the scale, and then send it right back into the water, and it can never touch the inside of your boat. It's like this whole thing that if you like drop it, if it slips off the hook and it starts like hits the deck,
okay,
and starts flopping around.
Do they pick it up or do they let it sit there for 2 minutes?
No. They have to pick it up and weigh it and send it back in.
No, but what happens if it hits the bottom of the boat?
Oh, if it hits the boat, then they have to pick it up. They have to weigh it so it counts toward their weight. Then they have to set it back into the water.
Okay.
And then they have to sit there for 2 minutes before they can cast out again.
I thought maybe they had to sit there for 2 minutes and watch the
fish die as the punishment. Yes. Nope. You did this. Watch it. No. And so I was like, oh, all right.
So they don't deserve a statue in Richmond, Virginia.
No, what, Bass Pro fishermen have a statue? No. Oh, that other thing. So, that was kind of the thrust of it. And then it broke to commercial.
Thrust of it was that it was like watching the Confederate Army.
Well, I mean, I didn't see any Confederate flags, but I think they were implied.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, I totally derailed us. No,
there.
So I'm watching the... I derailed you. Then I counter-derailed you. So I'm watching the Bass Pro Fishing, and it cuts to a commercial, and one of the ads is a PSA for fathers to teach their sons that violence against women is wrong. I thought, okay, that's... You're somebody playing a trumpet?
Yeah.
What a vibrant community we live in.
Speaking of street performers, there's version of Lizzo.
I'm not wearing my Lizzo shirt now. Wait, hang on. So,
I'm listening, and then I'll tell you my story.
Okay. Wait, what was I saying? The trumpet just totally knocked me off.
I don't know. What were we talking about?
God damn it. has been a hell of a year, Mark.
We were talking about something.
Yeah, we sure were. Should we just call it?
Were we talking about wrestling? So anyways.
Bass Pro.
Bass Pro.
No, yeah. So we had the ad, and then it takes this turn where the screen just kind of goes to a freeze of
the domestic violence.
Yeah, and it just says, violence against women is always wrong, in a website address. And it just like hung there for a bit. And I'm like, oh, that's the demographic of Bass Pro tournaments on TV.
Yeesh.
Need to be reminded to not beat women. So, like, there are moments like that where I come face-to-face with America. And, like, this dark part of America.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And it's, I don't know, it's hard to have hope. I guess we have to try. I don't know, is everyone just going to, like, kill themselves from listening to this podcast? I hope not.
So there's a live recording of St. Paul and the Broken Bones at South by Southwest in, like, 2015. And Lizzo sings a song with them.
Yeah?
And I told Kat, I sent you this song from Spotify.
Oh.
And I told Kat I sent it to you, and I was like, Paul Janeway literally sings Circle around Lizzo. And we listened to it, and Lizzo, like, sings the first verse. And I just looked at Kat, and I was like, I mean, we've seen better street performers in New Orleans.
Well, it was 2015.
And then Paul Janeway comes on the vocals and just completely just like, I mean, forget it. Just sings her off the fucking stage. And it's just like, ugh, what is it?
What is what? What? You're not a Lizzo fan?
No, I mean, I appreciate some of her music. But, and it's not that I think it's almost like it's like Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus for me. Like,
wait,
I don't get it. But you know,
they're
I'm not
also
gonna,
a
like,
tag team I like.
Yeah,
so, okay.
But you know, it's just not for me.
That's fine. Well, that's fine.
I also unfairly compare her to Megan Thee Stallion for some reason. Who I
think they're
is,
very different.
Yeah, who is just great and would probably
she's also great, yeah.
Roll her eyes knowing that I think that her music is good. She'd be like, oh, yeah, great. Fuck.
That would make me like her even more.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I'd be like, oh, my God.
Like, oh, I did deserve that. Thank
Here's
you.
Some money.
Yes. She's great. She is fantastic.
I'm buying whatever you're selling.
Yeah.
I should buy some Megan Thee Stallion merch.
You should.
I got a Bubba Wallace shirt. I see you're wearing your Cody Rhodes neck
yeah,
tattoo
I like,
shirt.
I am wearing the shirt of the Cody Rhodes symbol, and I do like to introduce it. But people are like, oh, wait, what's that shirt you're wearing? Like, yeah, it's the t-shirt version of a pro wrestler's neck tattoo. It's a real conversation starter. Remember when you had conversation starters? Like, you'd meet new people, and then you'd have to start a conversation with them?
So welcome to Hanging Out with Gavin and Mark, where we just pretend like we're just hanging out and not talking to anybody else.
In my day, we had things called networking events. Let me tell you about those. They have cheap drinks.
I finally fucking
some
work
shared
at a
place. Salsa. Everyone would double dip in the same salsa.
I have
and
a,
you talk to people face to face indoors without a mask.
I have a networking budget. I have a marketing budget, and I can't fucking use it.
Can you buy it? Can you spend it on booze?
Like I mean, I could like
networking with your liver.
Yes. Well, I mean. I could, like, pick up the tab.
On
we
a
have,
Zoom
like,
call?
Drinks. Well, you know, that's the thing. No.
What's
no,
this just... charge for Lagavulin here? Like, oh, well, I had a Zoom meeting after hours.
Yeah, I'll just I could order Grubhub for somebody and have it sent to their house.
Perfect.
That's not creepy.
No, without them knowing.
And then we...
And with a card that has a Zoom link.
Yeah. And then we have a Zoom call where we separately eat Indian food.
How's your curry? Yeah, mine's all right.
So,
what kind you get?
So, who do you use Green, for your outside counsel?
Oh man, if we were in the same room, I'd ask if you're gonna eat all of those samosas. Remember business meetings and business lunches?
I do like Microsoft Teams though. I can just be like, hey guys, you know, I just got in from a run, so I'm not going to turn my video on. Nice. Secretly, I've just been in my pajamas for 4 hours.
Run.
I just got my third cup of iced coffee.
Yeah, like, sorry, my camera's not working because I just want to eat cereal. Who's playing trumpet? They sound really good. Do you want to go end this episode and go figure out where the music's coming from and socially crowd
them? I think it's a trap.
It is a trap. It sounds really good.
I feel like this is like the movie Swing Kids. We're going to go and we're going to see like some...
It sounds like a live drummer too.
Some youths in the neighborhood swing dancing.
They better be... Let's just go make sure they're wearing masks.
Like there are no rules and you can just have freedom. They're going to get shut down. I don't want to get involved in that.
What? Oh, I've been in bands. No one cares. No one ever calls them.
No one cared.
Yeah,
in the past.
In the past, you're right. Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before, you know, if he wins, what's to hold him back from just locking up dissenters?
Nothing. The military at that point?
No.
I don't know.
They would just be like, you know what?
We've burned through the emergency break, and the pandemic is running. It's wild through the country while amazing jazz plays locally here in the neighborhood.
That's got to be somebody just playing it from speakers.
It sounds like, you think so? It could be someone fantastic. Maybe we have a child prodigy jazz band.
Well, I think maybe we should call this.
Okay. I think so, too. I'm tired. Everything's exhausting. And now I realize I have a lot of news I have to read. So I got to get into that. Ryan and Joy, Ryan, are you still listening? How are you two doing? You hanging in there?
It's still shorter than
we're thinking about
an old episode was.
Yeah. Hey, it was good to do an episode with you in person.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin your life.